The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 478.
Do you know who's coming up on the Mind Aware show this week? No? Well, you would if you were getting Dana's weekly email with this week's upcoming guests. If you'd like to be in the know, then just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware. That's all one word with no spaces. That's 44222 Mind Aware. All one word, MINDAWARE. And we'll give you the heads up about who's coming up on the show. Never miss another episode, celebrity guest, or Dana Rance episode. Maybe she's talking about your favorite topic. Just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware, and you'll always be in the loop.
Hey, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to have fun today because we're going to talk about just some specific marketing tips that make a difference when you're out there trying to gain attention and trying to get noticed in your business. So let's dig in. These are kind of the things I wish somebody had told me sooner, right? So tip number one, be really clear on who you're speaking to. If you know who you're speaking to, then you also know the kind of problems they're experiencing. Because it's kind of funny, you know, as marketers, we get really excited about our products or our services or the transformation we can provide and, oh, we can help people and all of this stuff. So we think a lot about our products and services and programs and all of that. But your potential client is not thinking about that. And they aren't thinking about you. You know what they're thinking about? They're thinking about themselves and they're thinking about their own problems and they're worrying and they're fretting or they're upset or they're depressed or whatever kind of chronic negative thinking they've got going on that's keeping them awake at night, that's keeping them worried. And so remember, we're brain trainers. We know you've got a reticular activating system. And so when you know that your client also has a reticular activating system, and if they're sitting there thinking about their problems, thinking about their life situation, if you can speak to that, their reticular activating system is going to work on your behalf. That part of their brain that is matching up whatever they're thinking about, whatever they're talking about, they're worrying about their problems, they're thinking about their problems, and boom, they're looking around, and now they see you, and you're talking about their problem and how you can help them, they're going to notice you. It's easier to talk with them if you're specific about who they are. So get clear on who they are. A 27-year-old woman with three kids has different problems than a 65-year-old man who just got divorced. So think about who you're talking to and what issues they're grappling with. What's the problem that they're experiencing? Because if you can tap into that really, really clearly, man, they are going to follow you till the end of days because they're going to know that you understand them. All right, tip number two. Number two, give your stuff away for free. And I mean, just give your best stuff away. Talk about it all the time. Give as much value as you can because people will become addicted to you. They will want to be in your sandbox and they will experience the transformation that your information can provide them. Now, I know that people have a lot of resistance to this and they say, yeah, but then nobody's going to buy and what am I going to do? And what if they don't want to buy? But I'm going to tell you that there is always going to be a certain percentage of people who want more. They're going to want more intimacy with you. They're going to want to be able to have a higher relationship with you and they're going to pay for that. Or they're going to want more organized information. And so they're going to pay for that. You know, I often laugh and say if somebody listens to 500 episodes of the Mind Aware Show, they're going to have everything I've got to offer in those episodes. But who wants to do that? So it's nice if you can package things step by step. People will pay for that. They'll pay for the organization. They'll pay for more time with you. So don't be stingy or shy with your information. Give it away freely. Lots of free content, lots of good stuff. Let them experience the transformation that you can provide automatically. For example, case in point, if you head over to danaclass.com right now, you are going to see both of these elements put into play. The pain that the client is experiencing, namely the clients that follow me, coaches, practitioners, solopreneurs, right? Entrepreneurs who are in the personal transformation space, you're going to see your problems are listed there because I want to say, hey, come on into this world, understand what it's like to become an influencer, understand what it's like to train your brain. And it's for free. You can sign up for free and you can get my best stuff just by going to danaclass.com. Okay. Third and final tip. Most important thing. And I think if I had to do it again, this is the thing I would have done differently in my business. I never really have any regrets, and I like the way my life unfolds, so no regrets. However, if I had to go back and do it again, this is probably the one thing I would have done differently, and that is step into my celebrity. I've got the mindset stuff down, and I know you're getting better and better and better at it all the time, too, because you're a brain trainer, and you're here in this sandbox, and so you're understanding that mindset matters most, right? Mindset matters most. So what I mean by the stepping up part is really letting your freak flag fly. Really get out there and just be like, I am going to be my authentic self. I'm going to step up. I'm going to realize that what I have to offer is special. I'm going to see myself as a leader in this community. I'm going to see myself as a leader helping others transform and creating the environment where people can have a transformation, creating my tribe. When I look back, the reason I say I wish I would have done that a little bit faster is I know a lot of my dialogue, my internal dialogue for years with the show and with my business was a little bit like, oh, well, it's no big deal. I'm not doing anything different than anybody else. So I really had to own it. I really had to own it and understand that, no, not everybody understands Train Your Brain. And the people that I can speak to, I need to step up into my own celebrity and get the message out there and talk to people. And when you do that, first of all, you have a personal transformation that helps you to feel more like, yeah, this is important. What I'm doing is important. And when you get that feeling inside of you, you really feel like taking action. You feel like moving forward. You feel like doing more. You feel like inspired by your own stuff. And that's fun. That's a good way to be. So in short, start right now because that step you can take immediately. Let the other simmer. You know, think about it. Like, what's the best way you can talk to your client? Think about the best free stuff you can share. But immediately today, starting right now, you can step up and start talking to yourself in a way that allows you to step into your celebrity. So think in your own head. Start thinking some verbiage like, I'm getting better at this. Dana's right. That's my favorite one. Dana's right. I'm getting better at this. It's happening. I'm on my way. I like being a brain trainer and focusing in my head. I like knowing that I can say soothing little things and feel better. I like the idea of building a group of followers who get me. I like the idea of playing with others. It's fun to create my own sandbox. I like working with people who understand this. I like working with people who are eager for what I have to offer. It's so fun building my business. I'm open to stepping up more. I'm willing to step up more. I'm willing to step into my celebrity. I'm open to it. I'm ready for it. I'm open to doing it now. I feel so good when I think about it. I feel so good when I think that this could be my life. I love the idea of building my business this way and more and more and more. You can do this and you can do it right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?